Everyone Loves Me is the next C-drama that I have watched. I'm going to give you my first impressions in this podcast. It's another esports drama. I remember I reviewed Falling Into Your Smile, which was one of the e-dramas that I really liked. It did have its problems, but I did like it. I did think that the leads had chemistry. And I was very curious about Everyone Loves Me, and I need a replacement after my love affair with Amidst a Snowstorm of Love has pretty much ended. So I need a new C-drama to get into, so I'm gonna give you my first impressions. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and anything else that I want to talk about. And I'm gonna talk about Everyone Loves Me. Now, it's an esports drama, like I mentioned in my opening. I'm not really familiar with either actors in this, but I did see that it's been trending for a little bit, and I decided to check it out. And it has some pros for it, for sure. For one thing, I actually really do like the female lead. The female lead is Quinling, and she is like a super hot shot gamer. She kind of reminds me of how we were introduced to the female lead in Falling Into Your Smile. She has this like online username Twisted Doe, I think that's the username, and she is very tough, no nonsense, like no BS, like she chews up male gamers and spits them right out, which I love, right? You gotta love cocky gamers being brought down a peg. And anyway, she decides to resign from her day job. And it turns out the day of her resignation from her day job at a gaming company, her crush happens to walk through the doors, and he is now applying to work at that same company. Now, this crush has a little bit of history with her. They know each other online, and they've been gaming back and forth for quite some time, and her crush happens to love her persona online. She thinks that she is obviously super tough, she's super cool, she is always like a high scorer, she's got a lot of admirers, and she's just very much whatever. But in real life, her personality, at least towards him, is very different, so she's not really on his radar in real life. Where she is absolutely smitten with him, but she does not know that her crush happens to be her rival on, he doesn't know that she is his rival online, and she's aware that he's her rival online and is aware of him in real life. She's trying to get his attention, but for whatever reason, it's just not working out because she like clams up, or she like stares at him for like an awkward 5, 10, 20 seconds, and he's kind of like, what's her deal? And I'll be honest, the whole trope of she fell first, but he fell harder, sometimes it works for me and sometimes it doesn't. In this show, what I think is cool is that they have essentially created a love triangle between these two people. So he's in love with the version of her that's online, that's the toughest nails gamer. She's in love with the real him and also his online persona. All of that put together. So I kind of enjoyed the first episode mainly because it's very slapstick. I think the female leaders are really charming. She's like super go-getter. You know, she's had a couple of coworkers. I think one of her supervisors she has like beef with because he seems to be really sarcastic and snarky towards her. And she can give it back. And as I said, she was putting in her resignation to her gaming company in like the first ep. But as she's resigning, she sees like her crush walking towards her, and she's like, oh my god, what is he doing here? And then to find out, as she's being handed back a resignation letter with the stamp to say, okay, we're letting you go, is when she finds out that her crush is working at the same company, and she's like, damn it! How am I supposed to link up with him now? Like, if I had known, like, even 5 minutes before that he would be joining my company, I obviously wouldn't be quitting, right? So I like that tension. I think there's chemistry there. It's not like bam in your face, like right off the bat, but I do think the chemistry is there. The male lead is kind of cold, and we don't really get much from him. He does seem kind of cocky, and I would love to see her real life persona kind of push back against him, because he's very dismissive towards her in the very first episode. And I understand it's a romance, you gotta build from somewhere, and eventually he's going to be falling for her, of course. But you know, like, I feel like when you're dealing with, like, the first episode, even if the male lead isn't really sold on his love interest for the show, like, I feel like when they meet for the first time, there should be, like, a little inkling of interest. Like, just, like, a little ting goes off when they first meet, even if they don't get along, kind of a thing. So that's why I have a problem with some of these, like, C-dramas that I watch, where, like, the male lead is like super cold, and you're just kind of wondering, okay, where is this going here? Like, you know the end destination is that they're gonna fall in love, but the male lead is like so cold and so dismissive that you're kind of like, what is the attracting force here for the female lead? Like, this is an issue I had with another recent C-drama that I was reviewing, Only for Love, starring Dylan Wang, right? Like, that show turned out to be very interesting, and that female lead in that show turned out to be, like, super crazy. So, that show was, like, a whole other journey. I don't even know where to begin with it. But with this one, and there's many others like it, it's that similar archetype. Even Falling Into Your Smile, which I enjoyed as well, like, the male lead was just really super cold and super rude and super, like, dismissive. And I don't necessarily like how that's portrayed, because I'm always like, I want the man groveling. This is why I think Amidst a Snowstorm of Love gets me so much, and why I've been so into it. Yes, I like conflict. I do like enemies to lovers when it's done correctly. Like, I need both parties giving, like, the same energy. Like, I need them to be on equal footing, not someone being put on a pedestal undeservedly right off the bat. You know what I mean? With Amidst a Snowstorm of Love, like, Yi Yang was like 10 toes down. He was a full-on simp for his girl. Like, first moment that he looked at her, he was just completely gobsmacked, and he determined in his mind from then on, I must have this woman. Like, that's the energy I want to see for Ben. And I get irked when I don't see that. Which would say, okay then, Monique, then why are you watching shows like this where, you know, the premise is that the female lead is like head over heels in love with the male lead, and he's kind of cold and aloof and off-putting. But, you know, through them getting to know each other, through forced proximity, through whatever, they end up falling in love, right? Like, but I guess it just depends on the execution. I am curious with this show. I also like that there is a developing subplot in the show where the male lead, he has really high aspirations. He wants to create his own gaming company that's like 100% Chinese, with Chinese financial backing, Chinese developers, just the whole thing. And since he enters this company, the same one that our female lead's working at, he's going to be leading like a newly launched project, and he basically has to convince the company that it's worth fully investing in and going full tilt. And he's already dealing with a lot of pushback from a lot of the more senior members of that board, of that department, saying like, who the hell does this kid think he is? There's actually a scene where one of them, these senior partners, actually quits on the spot, saying like, how dare you bring in this brat, this college brat with like little business acumen, to come in and then be a lead for a project without really proving himself. Even though in the show, this guy is pretty well known in the gaming industry. He's very good at his craft, and he has a great education background, and has a lot of promise as like a young starter in this gaming industry. But he's already getting a lot of pushback, and essentially he has a month to hire essentially a team all on his own and to develop this project basically from scratch. And they've told them, like, you can go into like this dusty old room off to the side with your team. Basically, they're not really giving him a lot to start off with, and he has to prove himself in a month, which is a pretty tall ask. And will he rise to the challenge? And it might be that the female lead might be brought in to help him to get this company, to get this project off the ground, which I like that. The female lead, I kind of want her to have her own storyline and subplot as well, outside of just being a tough as nails gamer and, you know, drooling over this guy who she thinks is so amazing online and in real life, but he only cares for her online persona, but seems really disinterested and kind of a jerk in real life. So we'll see. I want the female lead to have a little bit more to her than just that persona, and I kind of hope she has her own like dreams and aspirations as well that will be shown and developed through the show. But I am intrigued by it. I'm not writing off the show just yet, so I'm going to give it a few more watches and see. And if it gets a lot better, and if there's something noteworthy to have a full discussion about, absolutely, I'll be bringing it to podcasts as well. I'm just kind of at that point right now where I'm in my hidden love missing days. Like, I love the C-drama Hidden Love so much that I've been wanting something to overtake it, and Amidst the Snowstorm of Love has been an amazing ride for me, and I've been cataloging so much of it, but it still didn't top Hidden Love for me, and I'm kind of looking for that C-drama to sweep me off my feet, and I really haven't found it yet since last year. But I am enjoying the shows that I have been getting into lately. I can tell you, Amidst the Snowstorm of Love, I'm going to do like a full podcast review about that, and I have a lot of thoughts, a lot of thoughts. But yeah, that's it for this podcast episode. That's like my first impressions of Everyone Loves Me. It's cute. It's got promise. I think the male lead needs to give me a little bit more. He's not all the way there for me yet, but I do like the subplot that he's involved in that's outside of the romance in the show. The female lead is super cute. She's funny. The actress is engaging. I was watching through Vicky, not sponsored, and someone in the comments, like, she reminds me of Emily Blunt, which is so funny because she has, not only does she resemble Emily Blunt a little bit, but she even has like her sarcastic delivery in a lot of the lines and dialogue in the show. Like, even her mannerisms and the way that the character presents herself is very Emily Blunt-esque in a romantic comedy setting. So maybe that's what's attracting me to the female lead. I think she's really cool, but I do want a little bit more for her other than her obsessive love for this dude that is like paying her dust. So I'm going to stay tuned and see where it goes from there. So thank you for tuning in to this podcast today. If you have any thoughts, if you're watching via YouTube, please put them in the comment section below. If you have watched it, if you've heard about this show, it is currently trending right now. If you're listening to this via audio, so on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I love you. I appreciate you so much. And give me 5 stars, okay? Share with your friends, anyone that loves K-dramas and C-dramas. I'm going to be reviewing a lot of C-dramas going forward. As I said, I need to find my next hidden love. I'm going to find it. I know I'm going to find it.